Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Goody Reader Radio Show. My name is Michael, and of course, I'm joined by Digital Book World's own. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Goody Reader Radio Show. My name is Michael, and of course, I'm joined by Digital Book World's own.
I'm doing quite well,
Mr. Jeremy Greenfield. Salutations on you, Jeremy.
What else is really new?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thanks. So,
you know, they've been releasing all sorts of stuff. So
let's just
get right at her.
The new Amazon Fire.
You know, they've been releasing
all
sorts of stuff.
So let's just get right at her.
It has some
the new
neat
Amazon
things going
Fire
tech
phone.
Wise. You know,
so
it has
all the rumors
like Amazon Dash
and
corporations.
It has
so you
some neat things going
UPC
for
code,
tech wise.
Barcodes
you know, it has
in your home
and then
Amazon
order
Dash
from Amazon Fresh.
So you could
so the grocery delivery
UPC
service.
They have all sorts
in your home and then order things from Amazon Fresh.
This is primarily
the grocery delivery service.
So
they
have
lots
all sorts
of cool
of
technology
to
be able to
in terms
of
showroom
around
shopping
you know,
malls
so
and
you got lots
you know,
of cool stores
to
be
able to
find the best deal
showroom
with Amazon
around you know
what
malls
were your impressions
and,
overall
you know,
of the
stores
phone?
To be able to
you
find
know,
the best deal
I was
with
hoping
Amazon.
That it would be there would be something about it that would be a giant
overall
leap forward for ebooks or ebook reading, but there really
you know,
is just a lot of little
I was
stuff.
Hoping that
you know,
I read a lot
it
of ebooks
be,
on my
there
phone.
Would be something
I don't
about
think
it would be
many
a giant
other
leap forward
do.
For ebooks or ebook reading, but
I
do really
think
is
that
as we have more phones
stuff.
To get used
you know,
to,
I read a lot of
ebooks
on my phone.
I don't think many other people do. But I do think that as we have more phones coming up and reading more books, that we will have more book reading on our phones. I don't think we get anything
sort of
generation of phone. Kids coming up
so
and reading more
books
really
that we will
for.
Have more
you know, also maybe some new kind of technology that would make it
so that's
better
what I was
than
really
the iPhone.
For,
you know, also
the iPhone
maybe
dirt
some
cheap,
new kind of technology
you know,
that would
the
make
one
it year free of Prime membership.
Better than the iPhone
compelling.
Or more compelling
but
than the iPhone.
Really
or tough
game.
Cheap.
If you look at the sales
you know,
numbers,
I think the one year free
Apple
of Prime membership
is completely dominating the market.
But ultimately, this is
a
really tough game. If you look at the sales numbers,
and Amazon, like so many others,
Samsung
has a
very
dominating
phone
market. I think
that
high end
learned
with the Kindle Fire,
and Amazon,
not exactly
so many others,
has a
out,
very,
Amazon
very,
kept
very tough
away.
I think that we
better,
learned with the Kindle Fire,
cheaper,
which is
not exactly
ways.
A great product.
It sounds like
out,
that product
kept
been
plugging away,
popular,
kept on making it better in comparison,
and cheaper,
Amazon,
kept
as we
on
know,
finding
is,
ways.
You know,
it sounds like
it
that
for the long
haul. So
popular.
I didn't see anything
in
the product
and
that Amazon,
would make
as we know,
think,
is,
wow, this is going
you know,
to be
relentless
a
in it for the long haul. So
even considering
I didn't
Amazon,
see anything in the product,
a fantastic ability
to think,
wow,
this
is going
to
get
be
out to market.
Bestseller.
But on the other hand, I would
even
definitely
considering
not
count Amazon
out
as
a lot of
fantastic
abilities
to retail
that
how hard
things
the phone
get
game
out
is.
Market.
And I just
but on the other hand, I would definitely not count
Amazon out
as
a lot of
persistent
about it.
It would be
weeks about how hard the phone game is.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
That,
I mean,
if
it would have been.
That can be,
I think
that
this
about
phone
it,
would have
be
been like an instant bestseller if Amazon
yeah,
I
don't know.
Gave
I mean,
it away to Prime
it would have been.
You know, it's,
I think
found
this
some
book,
way to like ding you on like
a
small
instant
month
bestseller
if Amazon. You know how they've been
gave it away
doing
to Prime
campaign
members,
with their
you know,
e-readers and their
found
tablets
like
where they
you
do
on
monthly
like a
installments,
small
so you don't have to pay
you know
for
how
the thing
been
at once. But
doing
you
a campaign
with
their
e-readers and their tablets,
I thought
where
that
they do
would
monthly
be
installments,
a good value
so you don't have to pay for the
yeah,
thing
I mean,
at once. But you
there's
can
nothing
slowly pay for it over
time.
Time.
And I
was
I
looking
thought that
at some polls on some
value
forums that I
but yeah,
go
I mean,
around.
There's nothing groundbreaking about this phone.
And everyone was like,
yeah,
I
don't think
I'll
buy this.
I think I'll probably give this a
hardcore tech forum.
You know,
and everyone was like,
yeah, I don't think I'll buy this. I think I'll probably give this a miss. You know,
Amazon
runs one of the things that
own
proprietary skin
in
the phone
to the Android
world,
experience
said, was
so,
that
you know
the
lack
Amazon
of live wallpaper,
which is
their
own
proprietary
a lot of people
skin
in
the
Android
experience,
and even
and
Amazon
so,
released
the lack
new
of
SDK
live wallpaper developers
of
to be able to
a lot of
do
people
serve
that
away from that,
and
even Amazon
released
like
new
that.
SDK
there's no
simulator
developers
it,
to be able
so if you're
to,
like an app developer that wants to
take advantage of the new
things like
that
with
the motion sensors and things like
that.
App developer that wants to
for it, take
so
advantage
it kind
of her
new
ability
things
for,
with
the motion
third-party
sensors and things like that
to really go
really
to
no
town
simulators
and customizing
for
it.
It.
So it kind
in
of
other
hurts
phone
the
news
for
it looks like
that
Amazon and BlackBerry have
to really go to
new town
agreement
and customizing
where
it. and other phone
BlackBerry
updates. It looks
like that Amazon and
BlackBerry
have reached a new agreement.
Getting embedded with Amazon. So the Amazon
the new
App Store
BlackBerry update,
which
is
be
10.3,
pre-installed
BlackBerry
on all
is
future
getting
BlackBerry
embedded
phones.
With Amazon. So the
and
Amazon App Store.
This is a
will
big move
be
because BlackBerry basically
on all
firing
their
BlackBerry
entire
phones
developer relations
and
team
and a
this
number
is a
of
big
engineers
move because
BlackBerry
basically
is firing
like
their entire
away
from native app team and a number of engineers.
Working in
what do you think about that?
It looks like they're stepping away from native
apps. BlackBerry's just out of the game. I know it's a Canadian company, and so you care a lot more about it, but its market share plummeted.
You know,
BlackBerry's just out of the game. I know it's a Canadian company, and so you care a lot more about it, but its market share plummeted and then plummeted and then plummeted again. It's just
for that company
falling at it really squandered
a huge lead.
It's just
in the area,
and it gave up all of its advantages as soon as it possibly could. Really squandered a
I just don't think it's part of the discussion
in the area, and
well,
gave up all
what
of
is part of the discussion, and you and I have both wrote a lot about
anymore.
This is Amazon
well,
and Hachette.
What is part of
the
discussion
articles
and,
on how
you and
Amazon
I have both wrote a lot about this is Amazon and Hachette.
There was
and
a
this
few
is probably a term
on
that a lot
of people aren't aware of. Jeremy, do you know much about the whole co-op
probably
book placement
a term
on Amazon
a lot situation?
People aren't aware of.
Yeah, this is
something Jeremy,
we've been talking about
do you
for a
know
while
much about
the
whole co-op
the details
book
of
placement
the
on Amazon situation?
Sort of allegedly leaked.
Yeah, this is something we've been talking about
co-op
for a while.
Is what book publishers
the,
refer
the
to.
They're referring
the
to marketing for
sort of
allegedly
leaked
and merchandising.
Co-op is what book publishers refer to.
Basically,
what that is
to marketing for
Indigo
chapters
or
Barnes &
Noble.
You see that front table with hot co-op editors.
Basically, what that is,
you walk into a Indigo chapters or
you know, big
Noble,
retailer
like Barnes and Noble
will also get money
or
for
picks or whatever.
You
know
that's paid for
advertising.
Employee dedicated
you know, big,
to
big retailer
that
like
one
Barnes
book
and Noble
publisher,
will also get money
for
keeping
you know,
stock certain
titles.
Employee
having
dedicated
the book
to
cover
that
out
one
book
publisher.
There are a lot
know,
of little things that the company does in the
title
store
and
charges
having
the book
have
it
cover out.
Amazon is trying to get some of that money. It makes
there are a lot of little
things
that the company does in the store and
charges
on books in the
U.S.
Barnes and Noble.
Amazon is trying to get some of that money.
It
makes a lot of sense.
So it's a certain
another
area
that Amazon
is cheap
competitor
when it comes
go
to
after.
Books in the U.S.
Barnes
you know,
Noble.
I think that Barnes
and Noble
many
has
that, so
gotten to the point where
that Amazon
that it knows that it's dominating the area of
you know,
book
I think
selling.
It has
that
a large
company has
share.
Gotten to the
now
point where we
that it knows that it
can
dominate.
I don't think this is a you know has a large enough publisher
thing.
And now it's time to go and squeeze
the
suppliers
for
all
very.
I don't think this is a you know Amazon trying to kill publishers thing.
But
narrative is
this is
the
situation of Amazon
you know,
throwing around its weight.
Companies want to kill
there are
their
people
companies.
Publishing that say that this
but
kind of weight throwing
this
around
is
the
situation of Amazon
that's
throwing around its weight.
Should look at Amazon for monopolistic
there are people
violation
that say that this
but
kind
I think
of weight
that,
throwing around its
no, they don't really quite understand
that
that
Department
of Justice
should
look at Amazon
for
monopolistic
and suppliers
to go through these
kinds
of disputes.
But I think
and,
that no, they don't really quite
understand
the monopoly
or
monopolistic
for retailers
the
only buyers
to go through
buyer
of a good,
not the only seller of a good.
If Amazon,
you know, the Department of Justice would look at the company and see whether it is abusing its power
buyer of a good,
to harm
the seller
consumers.
Of a good. Or not.
The Department
and,
of Justice would look at the company and see whether
it
is abusing its
pretty
power
far away from any of that.
I think that's not really a useful way to
not.
Look at it.
And
I think that
and
you
if
know,
it
people
were,
then
you should
then
look
it
at it
as
so we're
a
pretty far away
from
supplier.
And
I think
that's not
really
they
a
are
useful way to look at
it.
That
publisher
or their
you know would
look at it
as
a retailer and
a
supplier.
You know they
and
they
are
well
supplier.
We need to
find
ways
to
develop
new
retail
channels.
Do we need to
not work?
You know they should
supplier
or
do
we
need
to change and make
business, find,
we need to find ways
to develop
other ways.
Channels.
Do we need to not work
demand
with these suppliers
anymore?
Do we figure out other ways
and
have our better margin?
Do we need to find a way to make money other ways?
That's, I think, the more instructive way of looking
at
it and the way
demand,
that you know, the industry
figure out other ways
to have
forward.
Better margin.
Well, there's other companies
that
are taking
the
advantage of
the
whole
Amazon
removing pre-orders for upcoming
Well,
there
are other companies that are taking
advantage of the whole Amazon
roughly about
pre-orders for upcoming
pre-orders. Everything from
Apple
the Silkworm
has begun
to new
James
Patterson
novel.
So there's roughly about
Apple
30
has pre-orders
everything
from from $9.99 or less.
James Patterson novels on Barnes and Noble
has
for their pre-orders
lowered
them
$9.99 or less.
Do you think
and
that this is a move from Apple
to get more
for their pre-orders to their ecosystem from Amazon?
Do you think that this is a move from Apple to get more people switching
to
their ecosystem from Amazon?
If you look at the pricing day to day and week to week, it's actually changing
that,
for that.
You know,
title
there's a lot of jockeying
here.
There's a lot of positioning. If
I think
you
Amazon
look at the pricing
day to day and week to week, it's actually
swayed around even for that title
that
between the retailers.
Helps move titles helps the company.
I think Amazon is basically,
and I think
throwing
that,
its weight around and showing that it's discounting
that Apple is
trying
to take advantage of it,
maybe.
Trying to show
and
that
I
it can
play
that,
the price game and it can beat the price game. So Apple
is a lot of jockeying
going on
of it, trying
to
show that it can play the
price
game and it can
other
publishing companies
whose
contracts
are
coming
up.
So I think there's a lot of jockeying going on, and as this
what
and as maybe
it
retailers
other
like
publishing
Apple
companies
or independent
bookstores
or
Barnes and Noble can do
that we'll see
I had found out
like
a
Apple
very interesting
poll
and statistic about reading habits.
I
had
found out
the American Time Use Survey done by the Labor
Habits.
And this comes from
what they
the American Time Use Survey done by the Labor
only read
4 minutes a day,
what they
which
had
is
said
fairly
is
disdainful.
Honestly,
you mean read
19, only read 4 minutes
in general,
a day,
like,
which
that's
fairly disdainful.
I don't
you mean
that,
read
books?
You're telling me
that
teenagers
day.
Are reading
well,
text messages
read in general,
and Twitter
like,
and Tumblr
that,
and Facebook
that's
for
a
only 4 minutes
can't
a day?
Be
true.
Yeah,
I don't believe
it
that
has
because
to do with
you're
books.
Telling me that teenagers
it's
are
like
reading
spending,
text messages
it's gotta be
on Twitter and Tumblr and
leisure time reading. Okay, I think it has to do with books.
Well, I'd
it's
like to know if it's
got
because
it's
be it would shock me greatly to find out that
reading
as a whole hasn't expanded dramatically since the
well,
invention
like
of social media.
Or not because
it would
shock
me greatly to find out that reading as a whole hasn't
expanded
dramatically since the invention of social media.
I'm reading
and,
books, but I'm spending way
more
time reading
everything
else
because I, for one, there's just so much being created.
The same amount of time
reading
books,
but I'm spending way more time reading everything else,
Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Because there's just so much being created. I have the ability
right
to do it anytime. I'm online, I'm in the subway, I'm anywhere,
Twitter,
because
I have
a phone on me, and, you know, if you just... And I don't know
I
what
have
it's like
everywhere,
but
I'm
in New York City
or
the
subway,
I'm anywhere,
I'm anywhere.
You look around, people
are constantly
and, you know,
looking
at
their cell phones. They're not.
I don't know what it's like everywhere, but
in New York
City
or
the
reading.
Even if
it's
I go, you look around, people are constantly looking at their cell phones.
All right, so apparently it is books by looking at the news release here. So at that rate,
so
apparently
like
it is
reading
books,
a book
by looking at the news release
over
here.
A year and a half to read the Goldfinch,
at that rate,
and it would take them about a year
a
and 3 months to get through any of the Game of Thrones books.
Over a year and a half
books.
To read the Goldfinch,
things
and it would take
really
them
look
about
that
a year and 3 months to get through any of the Game of Thrones
34
books.
That only
things
spend
don't
8
really look
day,
that much better on weekends and holidays.
25 to
34 that only
spend
8
minutes
spend about
a day,
10 minutes
or
on ages weekends
75
and holidays reading
spend
over
and,
an hour
ages
day,
20
reading,
to 24
and
spend
about
10
minutes
and holidays
ages
75
so,
and up
first of all I mean,
over
this
an
is
hour
by,
a day
I guess,
reading
the government
and includes,
you know
weekends
the
and
Bureau
holidays.
Of Labor Statistics
so
first of all I mean,
it doesn't really
say
by,
how many people they surveyed
the
or you know how they came
you know,
across
the
these
Bureau
numbers,
of Labor
I mean,
Statistics.
So
do you,
it doesn't
do you think
really
these
say
numbers
how many
make
people
they
surveyed or you know how they came
reading,
across these numbers, but
you
I mean,
know, actually reading books and novels
you,
and literary fiction.
Do you think these
fiction,
numbers make
these
sense?
All
do
make
you
sense?
Think that this sort of reading,
I don't know exactly
you know, actually
what these
reading books
mean. I mean,
and novels
I mean,
and literary fiction. Do you think
about?
This all makes sense?
Books and magazines or books magazines?
I don't know exactly what these
books,
numbers mean.
But
I
don't think it should come as a surprise. Anybody
about
publishing that
books and magazines
or reading
books
and newspapers or just
especially younger people?
But I don't think
it should
come as
has
always
anybody
in
book publishing that people
and second of all the amount of other things
less,
that we have to do
people. I mean first
has
of all book reading has
always
skewed greatly.
Older
even as the
and
number of people
second
has
of all
the
amount
really
of
other
things
amount of
that
we
have
to
do
has
you know when you
have
something
new
like
app-based
even as the number of people
or,
has
increased,
you know,
it hasn't really caught
on
to the amount of things
that
it
shows
and
exponential
you know when you have something new like
so many
eyeballs and so many
minutes
a week
I mean that comes at the expense
of cell phones
and it just shows
there are art forms that
dominant
so many
time poetry so many minutes and opera, a week.
I mean, that comes
among
at the
people who
consumes
else.
Art
that
are no
longer
dominant.
There are art forms
that
used to
be
dominant,
art
like
and culture,
so
and opera.
It's not necessarily a fait accompli that book reading is going to be
are no longer dominant
among
current
people
form,
who consume
art and culture. So
I do think
that there
is
not necessarily
a
fait accompli that
book reading
is going to
be around.
No,
you know, most of the books are read by a very small percentage.
I do think that there is obviously a solid core of avid book readers,
as we know.
But I don't think
most of the books are read,
and I also think that you know, book publishers they're focused on this sort of one book a year,
but I don't think this
should come
as a surprise to anyone.
And I also think that you know, book publishers they're focused on the
sort of one
book
a year,
two book
a year
person
du jour,
are deluding themselves.
You know, that said, people buy
book,
a lot more books than
they
actually read,
even
non-horror readers. So,
book
du jour.
Not all bad news.
You know, that said, people buy a lot more books than they
one
actually read.
One last thing that I want to talk about is a story that's coming out of Spain, how organized
one last
crime
thing that
is,
I want
to talk about
is
a story that's
more
coming out
in
of
relation
Spain,
to digital
how,
textbooks.
Organized
and
crime is
focused
on police
scanning,
arrested
more
three people,
in relation
to
digital
large
textbooks,
printing machines
and
like
physical
industrial
textbooks,
machines.
Police
and
arrested
they were
three
capable
people,
printing
over
1,000 books
large
in
printing
a few
machines
weeks,
like industrial
and,
machines.
This
is
due to the
and,
copyright protection
they were
arm
capable
of
printing
over 1,000
publishers
in a few
weeks.
And
that,
this is due to the
you know,
copyright protection
issue
arm
with
of
law
enforcement
publishers
and
so
over
the publishing
10 additional hard drives
that,
were seized
you know,
with over 10,000
with
a
law enforcement
textbooks
and
over
10
additional
it.
Hard drives were seized
so,
with over 10,000
know,
bestsellers
and
digital textbooks
because it hit you know,
included
the
in it.
Press
it hit
so
well, every major news
you know, this
organization
is, this is pretty big because it
is a large
know,
scale
press,
organized
it hit
crime
pretty well every
scan,
major news
organization
surprise you.
Does a large-scale organized
to creating
crime book
have
scanning
gone incredibly low.
Situation
surprise
you?
Pirated
not at all. The barriers
to that,
creating
these
things
have
easy,
gone incredibly
the
low.
To creating them
obviously,
are
to creating pirated
so
e-books and finding a way to monetize that, it's not super easy, but the barriers to creating content are incredibly low.
Yeah,
so,
I agree. I mean, I think that from reading various
this
reports, a lot of these facilities, like it wasn't
yeah,
just one
agree.
Facility,
I mean, I
but
think
it was numerous, and they
were
all near universities.
A lot of these facilities,
it looks like
it wasn't
just one facility.
But
it was numerous, and they were all near universities,
undercutting all
so
the publishers
it looks
and
like that they were
selling
would just
used
doing that
textbooks,
and then I heard other things
new
like
e-book
subscription
and
sites
all the
and things like that.
And making
so,
a killing
yeah,
just
I mean,
doing
it doesn't
that.
Surprise me
and
at all.
I heard other
apparently,
things like e-book subscription
sites
and things
by,
like that.
Attributors. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all. Apparently,
is $3 billion a year
attributors
globally
that book piracy. And, you know, a lot of people say that it's ridiculously
easy.
Like, the prices of book scanning
and,
machines have really come
you know,
down.
A lot of people
so
say
people
that it's
aren't having
to spend,
you know,
$10,000, like
the prices of book scanning machines have really come down
anymore.
So
but
it's been,
aren't
you know, the
spend,
low
$5,000
so or $20,000
perfect,
for a book scanning machine anymore. But it's in, you know,
the
low $5,000
profit.
So it's
perfect,
you know, as a student, you're usually going with the best deal
that
you
can
books
and
sell
profit.
You know, a lot of people do buy the books from
you know,
the school, but in other
you're
cases,
usually going with the best
eBay,
deal
Craigslist,
that
you
can.
And,
you know,
and
you
sell, you know, a lot of people do buy the
books
that
vary,
but in other
depending
cases,
on what country you
live
in.
Craigslist,
so that's the show
or,
for today,
you know,
folks. Jeremy, do you have any final thoughts?
Programs that
we
vary,
have a webcast tomorrow
on what country
about
you live in.
What it takes
so that's
to
the show for today, folks. Jeremy, do you have any final thoughts?
Fantastic lineup.
We have a webcast tomorow about
Andrew
what it takes to
from Jelly
in
Books
and
publishing
others. Startups.
I'll be moderating that.
That
would
be really
Joanna
interesting.
From
Liberfy, you know,
Andrew
and publishing
from,
are different
from
Jelly
Books and others.
Other
kinds
I'll be moderating
that.
And
that
would
be
very
interesting.
You know, startups
and
book publishing are different,
you know, even
than
though it's really
other
exciting
kinds
what's going
on
in startups.
Publishing right now.
And
so many
they have a very
interrupted
success.
So we're going to discuss,
you know,
why some of startups
even
failed,
though
why
some
of
really
exciting
what
it takes
publishing right now. There's so many opportunities for disruption.
So
we're going to
discuss, you know, why some of these startups failed, why some businesses and what it takes digital books or just like to be entertained by some interesting smart business people, please join us tomorrow at digitalbookworld.com.
We are going to be in Vegas on the 26th to cover the American Library Association annual conference. So if libraries and sort of matters the American Library Association annual conference. So if libraries.com for all that information, we'll be interviewing all the major distributors such as Overdrive, GoodyReader.com for all that information. We'll be interviewing all the major distributors such as Overdrive, Baker & Taylor, and things like that. We'll be talking to startups, people who do the ILS system, like publishers on board now, we're going to attend various sessions, mainly having to do with the challenges, and some front-end publishers on board now with the other publishers, what are the challenges that are really kind of facing the ALA body as a whole. So we'll be, you know, painting attention to that and bringing you, and there's a show, the Video Radio Show.
My name is Michael, and of course I'm joined every other Monday by Jeremy Greenfield, Digital Book World. Everybody take care.